Gut wach. And a guten Quittung. Thank you very much. It's a very difficult time to come, and it's very much appreciated. Is it audible on the Zoom? Yes? Okay. I basically just wanted to share two ha'oros in Yoni Avelos. The first one is exclusively halacha, the second one is more weighted in the direction of Agadah and also links up with Hilchos Yom Tov. Maybe we'll begin with the Rambam here in Perek Beis of Hilchos Eval, halacha Vav. Rambam writes, Kama chamura mitzvahs avelos. How weighty the mitzvah of Avelos is, right? The Rambam is of the opinion, following in the footsteps of the Rif, that Avelos is a mitzvah d'oraisa, in contradistinction to the Baalei HaTosis, the Rosh, for whom all of Avelos is only d'rabbanan, but for the Rambam, Avelos Yom Rishon is min haTorah. So kama chamura mitzvahs avelos, meaning the mitzvah d'oraisa of avelos, beis vav here in Hilchos Eval. Shehari nidachas lo hatumah b'pnei krovav kedei sheyaseg imahen v'yisavel imahen. That the lo is the kohen of whom the Rambam has been speaking previously. That the isur tumas kohanim is overridden in case of the seven immediate relatives to facilitate the Kohen being occupied, involved with the Kfura and the Avelos. Shenem akiyam the she'eru hakarav elav, the nefesh lo yitam. However, and the Torah lists explicitly six of the immediate relatives. And then the Torah says, Lo Yitama. The Rambam paskens like Rabbi Akiva, the Torah's Kohanim here has a machlokas, the Gemara in Sota Daf Gimel presents a machlokas, Rabbi Shvan, Rabbi Akiva, whether Tumas Kohanim, the Krovim, is a Rishos, that the Torah gives them the option, but it's not mandatory. That's what Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva says, no, lo yitama mitzvah, that the Kohen is obligated to be metame himself to the Zion Krovim. Shem lo ratzo li yitame, metame also al kocha. Okay. We'll yet have occasion to try to mine this halacha a little bit more. But for now, let's just note that the Rambam uses the word Shaharei nidachas lo hatumah very precisely, very advisedly. What does that mean? So if you take a look at the next halacha here in the sheet, Perek Beis halacha tezvav, hatumah lakovim dechuyahi v'lahutra lakol. When the Torah allows the Kohen, allows and mandates that the Kohen be mitameh to the Zion Krovim, the truth is that's if we're talking within Shittas HaRambam, the Rambam holds that a Kohen being Metameh Le'ishto is only Midrabanan. So it's really only six Krovim, if we're going to speak precisely within the Shittas HaRambam. Hatumah LaKrovim Dechuyahi V'lohu Tralako. The resolution of the clash between the Isser, the general Isser of a Kohen being Metameh Lameis on the one hand, with the mitzvah in the instance of the Krovim. So the resolution of that conflict is Dechuyahi V'lohutra. What's the practical ramification of the fact that it's Dechuyah and not Hutra? Lefichach also lekohen lehistame lemeis, afilu ve'eshem istame lekrovav. According to the Rambam, again we're focused on the Shittas HaRambam. Not necessarily everything we're talking is halacha, But according to the Rambam, a Kohen cannot simultaneously be metame to another mace while he's being metame to his korov. The fichach also the Kohen the histame the mace, afilu be'eshem the korov, shenema lo yitama, lo dafka her. Again, the law refers to the sister who's representative of the group of the immediate relatives. Lo yitama, dafka exclusively to her. Einu matami lacherem ima. He can't simultaneously be matame the other mason. Shelo yoma hol v'netmesi al avi alaket atzmas ploni o ega bekeva ploni. I'm incurring tumas mes anyway. So what difference does it make if either actually simultaneously or on the same day I will I'll be metame to another mes? V'fichach kohen shemes lo mes tzarech lihizoher ulekovo b'sof beis hakvaros. Therefore, the kivrei kohanim should be on the outskirts of the cemetery. So interesting. You could have said that it needs to be on the outskirts because after the burial, so then the Kohen is no longer occupied, preoccupied with the relative. So why exact? But the Rambam says no, that the reason the Kivrei Kohanim have to be on the outskirts is because at the time of the burial, you have to make sure that the Kohen doesn't have to traverse other Kvaros in order to access the burial plot of the relative. Kidei shelo, if it's the outer row of the cemetery, so then the Kohen doesn't have to walk near any other kvaros. Below is Tame Bikvara Sacherim Kishayikwa Mesa. Fine.
The Kvaros of Kohen.
I'm sorry?
It could be other Kvaros of Kohen.
There will be, but even so, he's going to still need it to be on the outer row, right? So that he.
He might traverse a Kohen.
But not if it's on the outer, if it's in the outer row, so then he doesn't have to traverse anything, right? If it will be on the outer row. Okay, so that. Why? Okay, maybe some other time. That's not what we're going to focus on for this evening. So, the Rambam tells us that, again, the way the clash between the general issur of a Kohen being metame lameis and the mitzvah for him to be metame to the Kohen, the way that clash is resolved is in the form of dechuya, not in the form of hutra. And the nafkamina of the fact that it's dechuya, not hutra, is that the Kohen is not allowed to be metame even simultaneously to another mace while he's being metame the mace. That's the number. Now, what's very difficult here is the following. The source in the Gemara for these categories, we know that whenever we have, again, a clash. So the question always arises, is it hutra or dechuya? So when the Torah says, so you have a mila even on Shabbos, mila involves a malacha, maybe it involves the malacha of gozes, maybe it's involved the malacha of chovel, because the baby bleeds. But either way, that there's a malacha involved in mila. So the question is it hutra, is it dechuya? This discussion in Shulchan Aruch, in Europe, the custom used to be that a mila, they used to be mechabed two moel. You think it's hard enough to find one moel, but they obviously had no problems lining up moel because their meaning was they used to have two moel, and they used to be mechabed one with a mila and one with a priya, one to remove the skin and one to remove the membrane underneath the or a priya. So there's a question: well, not that's appropriate on Shabbos as well. Well, no, maybe on Shabbos you're supposed to do things in as streamlined a fashion as possible, and you should only have one mole, you shouldn't have two moles. So wherever we have a kalayim and big day kahuna, so generally there's an iser to wear tzemer upishtim. The avneto, the belt of the Kohen Hediyot was shatnez. So whenever we have this clash, so the question always is, How did the Torah resolve it? And is it sort of a more liberal or is it more restricted? Now, what's the Mokor in Shas for this? So the Mokor in Shas is from the Gemara in Yuma. If you take a look here, Itma, Tumas Hameis, Rav Nachman Amar Hutra Hi B'Tzibur, Rav Sheshes Amar Duchuya Hi B'Tzibur. Now, so if you have a Korban Tzibur Shekavu Al Ozman, the Korban Tomer, a Korban Musaf, so the din is that a Korban Tzibur Shekavu Al Ozman, you can have a Korban Tzibur if the tzibor is bringing a power heaven dover shal tzibor, because the rove of the tzibor was sinned in the dovish is down a car, so that's not kavul ozman. It just so happens that today they have to bring such a korban, but the korban tamid the korbanos musafim, so that's kavul ozman. The Torah said no, on this day daily in the case of tzmidim, he's supposed to be makir this korban tzibor. So the din is that even if we need to override Tuma, so the Korban Tzibur prevails. So Itma, Tuma Sameh, so Nachman Amuchutra Hibetzibur, Mavsheshes Amaduchu Yibetzibur. Now, what's the practical nafgemina between Hutra and Duchuya? And again, this is the source for the categories of Hutra and Duchuya. This is the source where in every other context where we're transposing Hutra and Duchuya to Maskoanim, to Mila B'Shabbos, to Kelayim, B'Bigdei Kahuna, etc. This is the source. So Hecha De'ika Temein U'Tahorin B'Hahu Beis Av. So the Kohanim were divided into Chavdalet Mishmaros, 24, there were 24 rotations, and then each Mishmar was subdivided into Bote Av. And each Beis Av was assigned one weekday. So let's say it's a Tuesday, and for some reason that the many of the Kohanim are Tomei. So Hecha Deika of today's Beis Av, Hecha Deika Tmein Utahoran Bahahu Beis Av, Kule Alma Lo Plige to Tahoran Avdei Tmein Lo Avdei. According to the first Lashon, again, even if you hold Hutra, there has to be a clash, right? There has to be a conflict. If you have Kohanim in today's Beis Av who are assigned to do today's Avod, who are Tahorim, so then there's no clash. If you have a Chol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana, the doctor says we need boiling water to sterilize something, and there's boiling water right here. There's no clash between the Tzarki HaChola and Shabbos. There has to be some clash. So Hecha, the Ika Tmeinu Tahoran Bahu Vesov, Kuleam Lo Plige, the Tahoran Avde, Tmein Lo Avde. So of course you have the those Kohanim who are Tahorim in today's Besav, they do the Avoda. Ki Plige, La Ahadur, La Suya, Tahoran Mi Besav Achrina. No, let's say all the Kohanim of today's Besav, they're all Tmeim. So do you now have to go out of your way, resort to extraordinary measures to reconcile the conflict between the fact that between the Korban Tzibur, which has to be offered, and the Issur Tumah, which says that a Kohen is Tumah, you're not allowed to do Avodah. So Rav Nachman, Amehetehi B'Tzibur, V'lo Mehadrinan. Now, there is a clash, since the Kohanim, if today's Beis Av, are Tumayim, so that's a clash. Once there's a clash, you don't have to look to, you don't have to resort to every possible means to reconcile that conflict. You don't have to go and go find a Kohen who's not on duty today, who's not on call today. The Rambam quotes this halacha. He actually expands the Gemara. If you take a look in the Rambam right underneath it, how you mix his base of Temeim u'miktsasam Tahorim. So far the Rambam is just quoting directly from the Gemara, right? If we have to go within this week's Mishmor to a different day's Beis Av, we do so. But the Rambam says, the Kesef Mishnah points it out, that hoisa kolam mishmor tmei emes. Let's say no, all the kohanim of this mishmor are tmei emes. So then machzirin al mishmor acheres. The Rambam says the same way you would go outside of today's beis av, you'd go outside of this week's mishmor also. How far do you have to go? The Rambam says imhoyu rova kohanim hanachnasim sham biyushalayim bizman hakavua. If the majority of Kohanim who are within reasonable distance, i.e. within Yerushalayim, are Tomei, so at that point, even according to Rav Sheshes, we would allow a Kohen Tomei to do the Avodah. Right? So what's the nafkamina of Hutu and Dechuya here in the Gemara in Yuma? The nafkamina is, do we look to resolve the conflict? The Rambam spells it out in the next halacha. Take a look, halacha tezvav. Why do we have to go out of our way and bypass today's assigned base of? It's only because of unavoidable circumstances. Similar to the rule of Ese Docha Lo Sase, whenever you have the rule of Ese Docha Lo Sase, it's only if it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim. So the same thing applies here. So now, L'chora, if Tumas Kohanim, again, and this is the Mokor in the Gemara for Huta and Dechuya. So now, L'chora, when we transpose that to Tumas Kohanim, so we should get a very different nafkamina. The first nafkamina we should get is the Kohen's involvement necessary to bury the relatives? No, maybe you can just call the Chavah Kadisha and hand it off, and maybe his involvement isn't necessary. So the Rambam is operating with the terms of Hutra and Dechuya, But they play out very differently here by Tumas Kohanim, right? There's no, we're not looking to reconcile the Issa Tumas Kohanim with Kfuras HaMeis, Kadesh Yisasek Imohen. No, that's, we just tell the Kohen to be Mentame. The only way Dechuya expresses itself is that the Kohen shouldn't additionally be Metame to a second mace. But that's a much more limited and weaker nafgamina to Hutu and Dechuya than the Gemara and Yuma, which is the classic source, gives us. The question clear, Rasa? So the Emes says you have the same problem in Hilchos Shabbos. If you take a look on the bottom of the page, the Rambam's in Hilchos Shabbos. So the Rambam says, "Duchuyu hi Shabbos etzos akonis nifashos." Hishar kol mitzvos. No. Right? Famously, the Shita Sarambam is that we don't assess the tzorach to see whether or not yesh b'mnias hadova sakana. The Rambam's opinion is if there's a bona fide need for the cholish yesh b'sakana, we don't look to make a judgment whether or not it's vital, whether or not it potentially, possibly, could make the difference between life and death. If it's a legitimate tzarech, so then osin lo kol tzarechav b'shabbos. That's why Reb Chaim used the paskin on Yom Kippurim. He used the paskin that a chole should only eat pachos pachos. A chole should only eat or drink shi'urim on Yom Kippurim if he's not a cholish yesh bo sakana, but there's a concern that fasting may trigger sakana. But if he's already Rachman Litzlan, Achol Hashesh Basakana, so Reb Chaim said it's certainly a tzorach of the chola to be to get the maximum nutrition. That's possible. Okay, that's the shittas. Okay, that's just an aside. Duchuy Hishava Seitzel Sakanas Nefarshas Keshor Kol Mitzvos. Okay, who makes the call? Okay, that's maybe the Rambam halacha beis. Omduhu b'yom haShabbos shehu tzarach l'chach v'chach shmona yomim. On Shabbos, the doctor assesses that the chola needs a certain treatment, a certain protocol, which involves some halacha, for 8 days. So if we'll begin today on Shabbos, we'll have to be mechala this Shabbos and next Shabbos. So if we'll wait until tonight, we can get away with only being mechala one Shabbos. This is a Gemara in Yuma. Omdu b'yom haShabbos shehu tzarach l'chach v'chach shmona yomim. Ein omim namtin ado erev kidei shelo l'chal al olav shtei Shabbosos. Ela maschilin mehayom shehu Shabbos u'mechal al olav v'filu mei haShabbosos kol zman shehu tzarach. Klolo shodava, skipping to the last line of halacha beis. Shabbos l'gavi chol sheyesh v'sakona hariyu kachol l'chol advarim shehu tzarach lehen. Okay, so we're still holding out hope. Maybe the Rambam will tell us, you know, if there's a non-Jew available, have the non-Jew do it. If there's a cotton available, have the cotton do it. No such luck. Sha'osin dvarim ha'elu halacha gimel. Ein osin osan lo yedei goyim v'lo yedei ktanim. El al yedei gedoli yisra v'chacha mehim. V'osol lehisma meya b'chil l'shabes l'chol sheyesh b'sakana shenema asher yasa osam ha'odam v'chay b'hem b'lo sheyomus b'hem ha'lamadato shein mishpnei ha'tor nekama ba'olam ela rachamim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam. So on the one hand, the Rambam began halacha aleph by saying it's d'chuya. On the other hand, there is no attempt whatsoever to avoid the chil l'shabes v'chol sheyesh b'sakana. You don't hand it off to a non-Jew. You don't hand it off to a katan. The Rambam doesn't say anything about if it's possible to do it al yedei shinoi. None of that. And yet the Rambam insists on calling it dechuya. So some say he's using dechuya, but he's not using it in technical term. But it's difficult, given that it's a term that carries associations, not only in the Gemara, but in the Rambam itself. It's hard to say that the Rambam said Dechuya, but didn't mean Dechuya. But here too, we're running into the same problem as in our Sugya Vavelos, that the category of Dechuya is not expressing itself the way the classic source of the Gemara in Yuma says Dechuya should express itself, which is try to reconcile that conflict. Here again, we know from the Ramah. From the Ramah says, if you're not going to lose any time, so then have a nachri do the malacha on Shabbos. That's like what it says in Shulchan Aruch the Ramah against the Rambam. But the Rambam insists that it's on the one hand duchuya, but on the other hand says no, you don't do that. So what's the pshat? So here's the suggestion I will say. I'm not sure that I have the right words for it, but try, Be'ezus Hashem. Before we come to the question of Hutu and Dechuya, the question is how the Torah resolves the conflict. And by how, so we mean not only in whose favor, not just that the conflict between the Shabbos and Pikuach Nefesh is resolved in favor of Pikuach Nefesh, that it's resolved in favor of the Korah, of the Kohen Izmatame, that it's resolved in favor of the Korban Sibor, that the Korban Sibor does proceed, but how the Torah resolves it in the sense that, again, before you ask Hutu Dechuya, the question is, when the Torah prioritized one over the other, there are different ways for the Torah to say it. And here's again, hopefully that's very vague, but we'll try to concretize right now, as Hashem. Let's begin here in Shabbos. Come back again to Halacha Gimel on the bottom of the page, Rabbi Say. The last line and a half. Also Shabbos, you're not allowed to delay, to procrastinate in being Mechal Shabbos for Chol Sheyesh Basakona, Shanama Asher Yasa Osam Odom V'Chai V'Hem V'Lo Sheyomus V'Hem. So that proof is quite difficult. No, V'Chai V'Hem V'Lo Sheyomus V'Hem is the source that we override Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. Now, how do you know that you shouldn't delay? Not from that source. The same way you shouldn't delay on a Sunday. If there's a call, someone's having a heart attack, so the person can't finish his Gatorade first. No, he has to go attend to him right away. Obviously, it's also Lisma Meir. But the also Lisma Meir is not from V'chai Bohem. V'chai Bohem says Shabbos is not an issue. Shabbos is not an issue in general. 7 days a week now, the same way we knew 6 days a week, we now know that 7 days a week. So if time is of the essence, so of course it's also Lisma Meir. It's Lo Samed Al Damayecha. It's not V'chai Bohem, and yet the Rambam quotes V'chai Bohem. So the answer is as follows. Coming back to Halachot Beis, again, Halachot Beis is a Gemara in Yuma, so is V'chai Bohem Lo Sheyomus, also a Gemara in Yuma. What was the Hava Amina that we should postpone the when the doctor orders an 8-day treatment, which involves Malacha? What was the Hava Amina that we should wait from Shabbos afternoon to Motzai Shabbos? So Rashi struggles with it. There's a very, very novel explanation of the Rashash, but the Rambam apparently isn't. It's obvious. If that's what you need to save, and that's what you need to save, and so it's clear that the way the Rambam learned Pshat in that Gemara is as follows: the Rambam learned Pshat that the doctor says it doesn't make a difference whether you begin at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, at 8 o'clock at night. The doctor said 3 hours don't make a difference. Let's say I think there are some treatments that you have a certain window. Well, the doctor say you have a certain window within when to begin the treatment. I think. A person is bit by a rabid animal. So there's a certain window within which to give the to give to give to give the shot.
Tax limit.
On the same, also the certain.
Yeah, if you miss the window, you don't take it.
But there is a window,
Yeah.
and where medical opinion is confident that you do have a certain latitude. The Rambam is saying, if at 5 o'clock, when the doctor makes his rounds, he says, "Okay, this is what we're going to do," 5 o'clock. Okay, so Shkia is 6:47. It's not a big deal to wait. You can even wait many times, man. It's not a big deal to wait. So the Rambam is saying, no. What the Gemara is saying is, even then, it's also. Why? Because V'chai Bohem doesn't only say that you override Shabbos. It says that it's also to take Shabbos into account. Now, if today were Monday or Thursday and the doctor said 8-day treatment, we'd start right away. We wouldn't make a point of saying, well, let's wait 3 hours, let's wait 4 hours. If you wouldn't do it on Monday, you can't do it on Shabbos, even though the doctor doesn't think that's going to make a crucial difference. He doesn't really think it's going to make any difference. But the point is, you can't take Shabbos into account. That's from V'chai Bohem. So when the Rambam says also l'smameya, he means also l'smameya, even in a way that isn't going to jeopardize the chola. Also l'smameya in deference to Shabbos. So what does that point to? What that points to is that the way the Torah resolved the conflict between Shabbos on the one hand and Pikuach Nefesh, on the other hand, is, as the Rambam said at the end of Halacha Beis, Klal Shel Dovar. This is not just a practical description, it's a conceptual definition. Klal Shel Dovar, Shabbos Legabe Chol, Sheyesh Bo Sakana, Hareyu Kachol, there's a Hafka of Kedusha Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. When you're busy with the challah, it's not Shabbos. It's Monday. So first, the question is, how does the Torah resolve the contradiction? But even now, so this is Havkov Kedusha Shabbos would seem to be, what room is that to talk about Hutra Dechuya? No, there's still room to talk about Hutra Dechuya. So take a look here on page two. The famous Gemara in Menachos, Samach Daled Amud Aleph. He needs two figs. V'yesh dei grogeros b'shtei uksin v'shalosh ba'oketachas. So either there's two, but each one is sort of growing individually. So you'll have to be kotzer twice to get the two, or there's a cluster of three. So you could get two with one act of ktsira, but then you'll be getting more than you need. Hey minayim ma'asinan, shtayim ma'asinan dechazulei. Better we should do ktsira twice and not be kotzer something which is unnecessary for the challah. Well, no, maybe it's true that gratuitously we shouldn't be marve, but over here, this is the most efficient way. This is the way to be mamad. And the one says, yeah, pshita shalosh maisinan. Rather than he resolves this just in svara. You don't need a rai for that. But it's clear from the Gemara, what if the choices would be that he needs two grogerusin, and there's two on one oketz, and there's three on another oketz. So it's clear from the Gemara that in that case, you have to take the two, and you're not allowed to take the three. Right? That implication is clear from the Gemara. So take a look in the Rambam. Why? For some reason the computer didn't tell us what halacha this is, but this is a little bit further in Parag Beis of Hilchos Shabbos. So here already, l'chora, even in this, again, remarkably, just to begin with, broad way of resolving the clash in favor of the cholah, but afo pichein, the question still arises, when I'm doing malacha for the cholah, it's not Shabbos? Well, no, only if what I'm doing is litzorah hachola. So again, what's the definition of how we resolve the conflict between Shabbos and the Cholah? The definition is a hafkas kedusha Shabbos. It's not Shabbos, it's Monday. It's not Shabbos in a more restricted sense that what I'm doing is exclusively for the purpose of the Cholah. Well, no. If right now what I'm doing is for the Cholah, so then we don't care if there's extra. So hutra duchuya is the categories of hutra duchuya are applied after we first ascertain how the Torah reconciles that conflict. And again, how, meaning not just factually that Pikuach Nefesh wins and Shabbos loses. No, you could have said Pikuach Nefesh wins and Shabbos loses, but it's still Shabbos, and therefore, no. How the Torah resolves it is, there's a Hafkas Kedusha Shabbos. Kol Shadava, Shabbos Harir Kachol L'chol Dava. Okay, but even so, Hutu Duchuya is still a meaningful question, because the question is, again, so right now, when I'm doing the Ktsira, so I'm busy with Tzorkei HaCholeh. Well, no, that's not enough. What I have to be doing, it's not just that I'm busy for the Tzorkei HaCholeh. It has to be, again, that this is going to exclusively benefit him. That will be Hutra or Dechuya applied to Shabbos. Now, let's come back to Tumah B'Tzibur. By Tumah B'Tzibur, so the way the Torah resolves it is not the way the Torah resolved in favor of the Chola versus Shabbos. There the Torah just said the Korban Tzibur has to be offered. The Torah didn't say that Tumah doesn't exist in presence of a Korban Tzibur, which would have been the analog to saying it's not Shabbos in the presence of a Chol HaShesh V'Sakana. The Torah didn't say that. The Torah says the Korban Tzibur has to be offered. That's how the Torah prioritized the Korban Tzibur. So if you'll apply Hutu Duchuya here, so then that will then translate differently. So I apologize, maybe a little bit too abstract for what's on Yom Kippur, but let's try again, just to summarize very briefly, and then we'll come back to how it explains the case of Tumas Mes. The Gemara, the source for Hutu Duchuya is the Gemara Numa. The way the Gemara Numa translates Hutu Duchuya is we look to reconcile, we look to avoid at all costs, invoking the override, invoking the dechia. We'll go outside of today's Besav to tomorrow's Besav. We'll go outside of this week's Mishmar to any other Mishmar. We're going to do anything possible, almost anything possible, to reconcile the clash. In Hilchos Shabbos, which the Rambam insists is also dechia, no such thing. No such thing happens. So what we're suggesting is that Hutra Duchuya isn't the only or even the first defining consideration in terms of the interaction between the two. The first defining consideration is when the Torah said the Choleh prevails over Shabbos, the Korban Tzibur prevails over Tumah. How did the Torah say that? And the Torah said it differently by the case of Korban Tzibur versus Tumah as opposed to the Choleh versus Shabbos. Korban Tzibur versus Tumah, the Torah said, it's Tumah. What a narrow their Kohen camp. What are we going to do? We need the Korban Tzibur. The Torah said, every day there has to be a Tumah, right? We fast because of Butal Tumah, right? It's Lam Milsa Zutra. So when a Korban Tzibur, Shekavu Alozman, is undermined. By Shabbos, the way that the Torah prioritized Shabbos is by saying for this Chol HaShesh V'Sakana, it's Sunday. Now apply Hutra Duchuya. Again, Hutra is going to be more expansive. Duchuya is going to be more limited. So in the context of Tumah B'Tzibur, so the way Hutra Duchuya translates, but this isn't the definition of Hutra Duchuya. The definition of Hutra Duchuya is, again, is it a broader, you apply the Torah's resolution more broadly, or you apply it more narrowly? That's what Hutra Duchuya means. Now you have to see within each one's own context. So within Hilchos Bias Mikdash. So there, the Torah didn't suspend Tumah. The Torah didn't say that when you're dealing with a Korban Tzibur, there's no such thing as Tumah. No, there is. So the Duchuya means go outside of today's Besav, go outside of this week's Mishmar. In Hilchos Shabbos, so the Torah said, it's not Shabbos. It's Sunday. So here, the way the question of Hutra Duchuya will translate in Hilchos Shabbos is, is it enough that right now, since I'm being osek with the tzorkei hachola, so therefore it's not Shabbos? Or no, it's not enough that I'm being osek with the tzorkei hachola. It's only everything is measured by if it's going to benefit the chola. What's the nafkamina? If again, I could get two grogeris in with, or three grogeris in, so there's no... So there's no heter to take the three. Now, when we come back to Tumas Kohanim, which is where we started, so how did the Torah resolve the conflict? Exactly. So the way the Torah resolved the conflict is that notice again that coming back to Perek Beis Halacha Vav, Coming back to Parak Beis Halacha Vav, so kama chamura mitzvos avelos. Shari nidachas lo atumet mnei krovav kidei shiyisasek imohen v'yisabel imohen. So the Rambam very famously identifies the mitzvah of the Kohen being metamei to the Zion Krovim with mitzvos avelos. The Rambam says that the Kohen being metamei to the Zion Krovim is a facet and expression of mitzvos avelos. That the very fact that he is metame is itself an expression of avelos. So that being the case, so again, we have a clash between, on the one hand, the general prohibition of a coin being metame l'nes. Over here, the case of the Zion Krovim. So we're not going to ask. So first we have to say, how did the Torah prioritize the Zion Krovim? And the answer is the Torah prioritized it not by saying that, well, they need to get buried, so we're prioritizing Tzorach Kvura. No, the Torah said, according to the Rambam's understanding, that the very act of the Kohen being the Tamei to the Zion Krovim is itself an expression of Avelos. So clearly here, Hutra Dechuy is not going to mean, can we avoid it? No, because what the Torah said in prioritizing the Krovim, the maize, the Torah said is that the Kohen being Metame is itself, again, an expression of a facet of Mitzvah Avelos. But Hutra Dechuy is still going to be relevant. That's the Rambam that we saw in Halacha Tezvav. Even so, Hutra Dechuya, even when it's a mitzvah, again, so is the resolution in favor of the Krovim, is that broader, so that if right now he's being metame l'aviv, yeah, so then he can be metame. Hutra will mean that he could be metame simultaneously to another mace. We don't mind if in the chapel, when the Kohen goes in, according to the Rambam, if you would say Hutra, you wouldn't mind that there are other Mesim in the chapel now. You wouldn't mind if in order for the Kohen to access his father's kever, to do the Kvura, he had to pass by other Kvaras, because it's Hutra. And right now, he's being misasek ba'ovid. But if you say Dechuya, it's not enough that right now he's being misasek ba'ovid. No, the Heter is exclusively la'aviv. It's not while he's being misasik la'aviv, that's hutra. So that's the suggestion. But the Gemara in Yuma is not defining hutra and dechuya. The way hutra and dechuya will express themselves, will translate, that depends upon, again, a conceptually prior consideration of exactly how did the Torah resolve the clash. Okay, so just briefly to share one other, however, more in Divrei Agada, but we'll give a little bit of a preface in Halacha. If you take a look here on page 2, where you have the Rambam in Hilchos Avil, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. A person commits suicide. Ain misaskin in Malachodova. The ain misablim Allah. The ain masbid nasa. So there is no, again, we're honing in on the phrase ain misablim Allah. There's no shiva for a person who, while in his right mind, Rachman al Etzlan commits suicide. I will own them alav b'shura, but you do have the shura. The omim alav birkas avel machol dava shu kavod l'chaim. So we'll look. If it's kavod l'chaim, so then we extend that to the relatives. But if it's kavod ames, so since the person was ma'aved atzmo l'das, so the dinim of kavod ames is suspended. But the Rambam said in misablam alav. So take a look at the Kesef Mishnah. Be'evo Rabbasim, Asachas Smachas, Beperek Beis. Ma'abid atzman l'das ein misaskin ima b'chol davar. Ein koron alav, ein cholzen v'lo maspidin alav, aval omdim alav b'shuva v'amal v'bikas havel mitnei shu kovod, mitnei shu kvod achayim, u'kol shu dav v'kol shu kvod chayim misaskin bo, kol shu enu kvod shal chayim, enu vav misaskin ima b'chol davar. But notice how Masechus Mochus didn't comment on whether or not there's avelos. Masechus Mochus said, no hesped, but Yeshua, the Masechus Mochus was silent on the question of, is there avelos? But the Masechus Mochus did give us this klal of Kovod HaChayim versus Kovod HaMeisim. So it says the Kesef Mishnah, you see clearly from the Rambam that Sova Rabbeinu, the Avelus Eino Midvarim Shel Kovod HaChayim, it's Kovod HaMeis. The Avelus is a Kovod HaMeis. And therefore, in the case of Ma'abid Atzmal Adas, it's suspended. So that's one. Okay, we're not going to do all the sources here. I want to kind of streamline. It's getting late. That's one dimension of avelos. That the avelos is kvod hames. But the Rambam tells us also, if you take a look on page 3, Yud Gimel Yud Beis. Yud Gimel Yud Beis on page 3. I'll say. Again, not talking about the terrible, tragic, extreme case of Ma'abid Atzmal Adas. A normal case. Kol mi she'enu misabel kamo she'tzivu chachamim, harei ze achzori. Achzori here may be cruel, but basically it means insensitive, apathetic. El yifchad v'yidag v'yifashbish b'masav. So the Rambam here sets forth an equation between avelos and tshuva. That avelos, hachman al-atzlan, is a time for tshuva. Ve'echa mibnei chabura shemeis, tida kol ha-chabura kula. Kol shloshi yomim harishonim, yiras atzmo ki lecherev munachas lo'al tzavar. The first 3 days of Shiva, so he should feel like the executioner's, the point of the executioner's sword is resting on his neck. Mishloshat Shiva munachas v'keren zavis. It's not on his neck, but it's in the corner of the same room. Mikan va'elach, for the balance of avelus, presumably that means for shloshim in other cases, but al over v'imo, presumably it means all year long. Mikan va'elach, kilo overus kenegdo v'ashuk. Which means it's in proximity. It's not in the same room, but the threat is very much proximate. Kol ze lohochen atzmo v'yachso v'yeyo mishnaso, to arouse the person from his slumber, to stimulate him to do tshuva. V'harehu ome hikisa osam v'lo cholu michal shetzarach lohokitz v'lo chol. So there are two sort of different foci within avelus. One is that it's kvod hames. The other is that it's a time for tshuva. So sort of two different centers of gravity within avelus. Okay, now let's shift to a little bit to Divrei Agada. So if you take a look here, the Rambam, there are no more sources up my sleeve. There's only what's left on the page, so we're almost out of sight. Yeah, the end is in sight here. So one page, three here, the Ma'on of Vilchum Chel, Gimel Parag Mem Zayim. Umetnei she'i efshar lihitoher mitumas hameis ela achas shivas yomim ubemetzias eifer haparagam ken v'hoyu akonim tzrichem tamed lihikaneis ala mikdash lahakrif hizya kol koin mitumas meis levad. So the Rambam says the reason for Issa Tumas Kohanim is that Kohanim need to be available to do Avodah. Tumas Meis, A, the fact that it's 7 days, and B, it requires not only a mikveh, but it requires the Eifer Para Aduma in order for the person to be Tahor. So that's why the Torah said for a Kohen who's supposed to be on call to do Avodah, he shouldn't be Nitma Lameis. Rak Lehechreach Godol, Asher yichbad inyono al hatvoim. The only time the Torah made an exception is due to great necessity, when it's just demanding too much. It's going against human nature. What's going against human nature? Ritzoni lomar lihimana mikrov el ha'avos vel abonim vel ha'achim v'lamurimoyim v'lim go'avahem. You can't tell a child, you can't tell a son not to go to a parent's funeral. You can't tell Rachmana Litzlan, a father, not to go to a child's funeral. You can't tell a brother not to go to his brother's funeral. It's demanding too much. So because of that, recognizing that emotional, psychological need that the Kohen has in these cases to be Matame Lameis, that's why the Torah allows it. That's what the Rambam says. But the question is that the Rambam only explains why it's mutter. He doesn't explain why it's a mitzvah. Again, the Rambam we saw, Paskins like Rabbi Akiva, lo yitana is a mitzvah. So the Tami mitzvah that the Rambam should be giving needs to account not only for the fact that it's mutter for the Kohen to be Matame, lo ovid, lo imo, lo ochid, lo achoso, but it needs to account for why it's a mitzvah, and yet he doesn't. Okay, so let's take a look at another Rambam. The Rambam's talking about Yifas Toar in Gimel Mem Aleph. The Rambam doesn't, for what the Rambam's Tamei Mitzvahs in the Mora is very, very comprehensive. For whatever reason, I don't know why, I heard this observation from my father, Zichron Levracha, he doesn't comment explicitly on, on Mitzvahs Avelis. For some reason, he doesn't have that explicitly, but maybe we'll piece together what he has in mind. Mimasha kala also gamkein zas sefer din eshes yifas Torah sefer shoftim in the Mishnah Torah also includes the din of yifas Torah. Now v'yadato amam lo dibur Torah ela keneg yetzahara, that the mitzvah of yifas Torah is a concession to the yetzahara at a time of war when the yetzahara has been inflamed and is raging. And nevertheless, the Rambam says, even though it's a concession to the Yetzirah, v'im zeh yesh b'chal zos ha-mitzvah min ha-midas ha-tovos. And afal pichein, the mitzvah teaches us midas tovos. Now, look at, let's skip now to line 4. Ein muta leboa la-pam shniya, he can't have relations with her a second time, ad she-yanuach evla v'tishkal da'agosa, until her mourning period has abated. Ve'ein monin osa mehis abel umin habechi. Right? Uvachsa saviya vasima yarachimim, the Torah says. And we don't interfere, we don't in any way impede her from mourning and crying. Ve'lo mehimana min harachitza, and if she chooses to neglect hygiene, why? Ki ba le ba'ale ha'evel menucha bibechia v'orerem evlam ad sheyachlashu kochas agufonim misvol ha'mikra ha'hu ha'nafshi. There's a catharsis, there's a relief that avelim get from crying, from observing nihuge avelis. So just emotionally, that there's a catharsis. Emotionally, that there's a relief. There's menucha. But then the Rambam has a fascinating comparison. Kemosha lebale hasimcha menucha b'mine aschok. The same way, at the opposite end of the spectrum, when a person is in a time of simcha, so he also needs an outlet. A person needs an outlet for intense experience, an intense emotion. Needs an outlet. So at one end of the spectrum, the intense experience, Rachmana Litzlan, is avelis. So we don't deprive the Yifas Tohar of that outlet. And the Rambam says, because she needs that outlet the same way a Baal Simcha needs his outlet. Okay, good. Now, when was that? Take a look at the Rambam here in the bottom source, and then we'll come back to Gimel Mem Gimel. When a person is being mekayim simchas yom tov, lo yimashach b'yayin u'b'schok u'b'kalas rosh, he shouldn't be getting drunk and be frivolous. V'yomar, and think to himself, shekol mi sheyosef bozeh yabe b'mitzvah simcha. No, the more the merrier, right? The more the mitzvah. That's not cogent reasoning. Shehashikras v'haschok haraba v'kalas harosh ain't a simcha, ela holness v'sichlas. Intoxication and joking and lightheadedness—that's not simcha. It's frivolity and foolishness. V'lo nitzavino al haholos v'hasichlas, ela al hasimcha sheyesh ba'avodas yotze hakol. There's no mitzvah of frivolity and foolishness. There's a mitzvah of simcha sheyesh ba'avodas yotze hakol. Shenem atachas asher avatas Hashem elokecha b'simcha b'tuv levav. So we once commented a few years ago that you see that the Rambam here learns pshat in this pasuk differently than we generally do, and the Rambam himself actually elsewhere. We generally quote this pasuk tachas asher avatas Hashem elokecha b'simcha, that you went over Hashem b'simcha. When you took the lulav, you were kvetching over how much you had to pay for the esrog. And when you go sit in the sukkah, you're holding your back. You know, you have a bad back from putting out the sukkah. No, you do a mitzvah. You're supposed to do the mitzvah b'simcha. You're not supposed to do a mitzvah begrudgingly. You're not supposed to feel that the mitzvah is onerous. You're supposed to do the mitzvah b'simcha. So how is that a proof text for saying that we weren't commanded on frivolity, we were commanded on a mitzvah simcha? It's clear that the way the Rambam here this Rav Osai, is learning pshat in the pasuk, is the pasuk means tachas hashel avata hashem lekecha b'simcha, when you had reason to be happy, you had a bumper crop. When you had reason to be happy, you didn't channel that simcha to a mitzvah. That's what it means. Tachas hashel avata hashem lekecha b'simcha is when you had simcha, you didn't channel it for a mitzvah. No, you let it express itself in non-mitzvah fashions. You didn't channel it. You didn't channel that simcha to mitzvah. You didn't elevate that to mitzvah. Now, come back to Gimel Mem Gimel. We're going to try to finish by 10:30. We'll see if it happens. Now, come back to Gimel Mem Gimel. Aval hayomim hatovim, this is the Rambam's Tami Mitzvah for yomim tovim. So the Rambam has sort of one general, generic reason for the Shalosh Regalim, and then he also has specific ones for each of the Shalosh Regalim. But here he's commenting on the Shalosh Regalim in general, about why we have days with a mitzvah simcha. Aval hayomim hatovim heim kulam the simcha. Yom Tov is a time to have simcha. Ule kibbutzim, and to gatherings. Sheyesh lahem hana'a, shebnei adam tzrichim aleihem berov. People need to have an occasion to have simcha. People need to, again, that's the human personality, human psychology, that we need occasions to celebrate. We need occasions to gather together. Then the Rambam says that the pshat in mitzvah simchas yom tov is that the Torah said, look, it's a basic human emotional need to be sameach at times, to engage in simcha. The Torah therefore made it a mitzvah, so we elevate that basic human emotional need, and we elevate it, we transform it into a mitzvah. We need to be sameach. There are times when we need to celebrate, there are times when we need to dance. The Torah comes and has a, have a simchas beis ha-shoeva, and let that mitzvah have a focus of avodas yotzer kol. And that's exactly how we understood the pasuk of tachas shel avata shem kef simcha. You didn't do that. You didn't channel your simcha to avodas Hashem. It's the who won the Super Bowl. That's how you channeled your simcha. So now l'chara, we ask this follows. We ask that by avelus, the Rambam explains why it's mutter for the Kohen to be metame to the Kohen, but he didn't explain why it's a mitzvah. He said it's mutter because it's an emotional need. It's asking too much to tell the Kohen that he can't be involved with his father, that he can't go to the father's funeral. That's asking too much. There's an emotional need. Oh, but it's exactly parallel to Simcha, as the Rambam himself drew that comparison. Just as by Simcha, the Torah recognizes an emotional need, and then the Torah says, channel it to mitzvah. You need occasions to celebrate. Okay, so channel it and celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim and celebrate Matan Torah. Make the focal point a mitzvah. So too, there's Rachmana Litzlan at the other end of the spectrum. There's an emotional need for the Kohen to be metame, and for people in general to be misabel and kovim. So the Torah says, so we're going to not only make it mutter, but we're going to say channel it to a mitzvah, and let there be a mitzvah focus. And maybe that's the pshat, maybe that's the perspective. Again, we commented how avelus has two foci, or two dimensions. Avelus on the one hand is kavod ames. On the other hand, avelus is a time for tshuva. But maybe that exactly reflects this dynamic. It's kavod ames, again, that reflects the, again, as it were, the impetus for the mitzvah of avelus. Again, we're looking to upgrade the emotional need to a mitzvah, that it should be channeled to a mitzvah. Okay, but he needs to focus on the mace. Okay, avelus is taku kavod ames. But while so doing, again, the tshuva means more than this also, but while so doing, it's also a time of tshuva. And in that way, again, we're not only accommodating the basic emotional need, but it's being channeled to a mitzvah, and it's being elevated to a mitzvah. And that's happening at both ends of the emotional spectrum, both by simcha as well as my availance.
Thank you very much.